If you're one of the unlucky people who gets bitten by a venomous snake, you're going to need antivenom, and it's costly. Millions of Californians live in rattlesnake territory and are unaware the medical bill could be enormous. Reporter Jackie Fortier has the story.
Like many Southern California homes, the Pfeffer family's San Diego property overlooks prime rattlesnake habitat. Their youngest child, Brigland, was just 2 years old when he was bitten by a rattlesnake last spring while playing in the backyard. Here's his mom, Lindsay Pfeffer.
Show her your snake arm.
Is that where your snake bit you? Yeah. Did it hurt?
When she realized it was a rattlesnake, Pfeffer called 911. The ambulance took him to Palomar Medical Center in Escondido, the nearest emergency room with the only treatment, antivenom. It disables some of the toxins and is usually injected into a vein, but emergency room staff couldn't find one. While she watched them struggle to help Brigland, Pfeffer felt like screaming.
I knew I was losing him. I was like, I don't want the last thing him to hear is me screaming like a crazy person.
The doctor asked Pfeffer's permission to drill into Brigland's leg to deliver the antivenom into his bone marrow.
Finally, she's like, well, the only thing we can do is drill in his leg. And I was like, you can drill in his head. Just drill somewhere. Just get something going.
It worked. The medical team gave Brigland a starting dose of antivenom. His swollen black hand slowly turned pink.
Oh my gosh, I can see the blood flow coming to the fingers.
Brigland was stabilized and moved to Rady Children's Hospital in San Diego, where he received more antivenom. A few months later, his hand had healed, but then the medical bills from the two hospitals came. They billed $213,000 for the antivenom that saved Briglin's life.
This is exactly why you have health insurance.
Stacy Dusetzina is a health policy professor at Vanderbilt University.
So that if you are bitten by a snake and you need emergency attention and antivenom, that you can afford to get it without being bankrupted.
Why the high price? Dusetzina says hospitals can and do mark up products to balance overhead costs and to make money.
That isn't connected at all usually to what the actual drug costs.
She says hospitals pay on average $2,000 per vial of antivenom. The hospitals that treated Brigland charged as much as $9,500 per vial. Luckily, the family's insurance plan negotiated the bills down and covered most of the cost. Even still, the family paid hefty out-of-pocket costs. The high price of antivenom is even on doctors' minds. Michelle Ruha is a toxicologist and ER doctor in Arizona. She's treated 50 rattlesnake bites so far this year.
Because I know how expensive antivenom is, after we've gotten that initial 10 vials in, you know, we often cut that next dose down because it is really expensive.
There are 7 rattlesnake species in California. Ruha says if you're bitten, there's no time to waste. Just get to a hospital as quickly as you can. Don't apply a tourniquet or try to suck out the venom, or even worse, cut around the wound.
People sometimes do more damage than the snake bite.
And when the bills come, Dusetzina says be prepared to push back.
You should talk with them. You should negotiate. You could be stuck facing this huge bill and not knowing that you had any recourse.
In San Diego, Brigland is on the mend, but due to nerve damage and scar tissue, his right thumb isn't as dexterous, and he uses his left hand to color. For KFF Health News, I'm Jackie Fortier.